Jack, feel the red, green red.
Yeah. Did y'all ever bake anything with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brains.
Yeah,
they were good.
Brains, you take the brains out and cook them with eggs, scramble them with eggs, you know. But I'm talking about now, they'd cook the head to make souse.
Make souse.
And that was real good. I like souse. You seasoned it up too, with sage and pepper and everything. Cooked it and ground it up. Made this great big old bowls of souse meat.
When you were coming up, Miss, did you ever do anything hunting and fishing, stuff like that?
Well, I never did care very much about fishing. I'd go squirrel hunting with them. They would go off. I never did. I just couldn't sit down.
We got a son, though, that really believes
in it. You know, I just want to go back home.
We got a son that likes to go fishing. He's got a boat over there.
Yeah, Dickie over there. He sure does like to go fishing.
He likes to go where he catches his boat.
We're talking about squirrels. Do they have different kinds of squirrels? Or?
Oh, yeah, red. They had the gray and the red, big red fox squirrels, they call them. Those great big squirrels. Those red looking. And then the gray squirrels. And
I reckon you get tired of hearing me tell the old thing, but I'm going to tell you this anyhow.
When that's what I'm here for.
When I was working for Delta, and we was logging way up down close to Cedar Grove Church. You may have heard of Cedar Grove Church. And there was an old man lived up there, and he never had been married. He was as old then as I am now. Called him Sturdy Boy. And he lived there in a house on the road that went from Eolan to Cedar Grove Church. And a ridge road through there, we called it. It had a lot of timber right in there. He had so many acres, this old man boy did, but right the other side of his house, was owned a lot of timber in there. And we were logging in there. And I had been hearing all my life how old man Sturdy Boy could shoot a gun, you know. Mm-hmm. They said he'd go squirrel hunting, and if a squirrel was up a tree there, somebody would go around if he had anybody with him. And if that squirrel, a lot of times they'd jump out, you know, when you get in trouble. They said he could take that rifle and kill that squirrel and him jumping. Yeah, they said that, and I reckon it was that way. Well, we was loading logs right in close to the old road there, not square from the house. And he'd come out there every morning, old man, boy. He was old. And we was logging by a square from his house, and he around the curve, you know. He'd come out there every morning, get back out of the way, and sit down and watch us load out. He done that for about a week or two. Come out there every morning. Batch never had been matched. It'd been bashing all the time. I mean, ever since Buzz and Daddy died. And he'd tell how he could shoot a gun, you know. This Duncan fellow was driving the Caterpillar, he said, I know that man can do that. He ain't just telling you that. I know I've heard too many people talk about how he could shoot a rifle and he could hit with it. And there's a boy driving a truck named Woodrow. And so this old man quit all at once, and two or three mornings he hadn't come out. And we were hauling right by his house. And the first morning that anything was thought about, thought something might have happened to him, you know. Dalton Duncan told Woodrow just as he started to get up in the truck. Said, Woodrow, when you go by Mr. Everman Boy's out there, you better stop there and see about him. He may be sick or something else. He ain't been out here now for two or three days, and we don't see him when we pass there no more. He just get on this cap and go on. And he'd come back and rode out, and Woodrow, Dalton would say, Woodrow, did you stop and see him? No, I didn't stop. Well, stop there this time and see about him. He might be sick. Went on. Next morning, when he loaded out the first load, he done got the truck started off. He said, wait a minute, Woodrow, Dalton did. He said, now, sure enough, now when you get out yonder, and Woodrow had heard him talking about how he could shoot a rifle too, you know, Woodrow, the truck driver.